We're going to get started. This morning's announcements.
All right, good morning, everyone. Good morning. All right, welcome to church this morning. Thank you for braving the cold to come and worship with the rest of us. And I know it's tough, especially with small children. They take about 200 pounds of clothes each. They don't want them on, but you got them here. Good for you. So announcements today. If you'd like to give, and remember, we love it when you do, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. And another way to give is using the church's e-transfer system address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca, all one word. Now, there's no children's nursery or ARC Sunday School because of the Christmas break, but there are coloring papers and crayons in the foyer if you'd like to color. Youth group will begin again on January 10th. And talking about home groups, so there's many of our home groups are going to start again. So here they are. Ladies group, Wednesday, January 3rd, 9:30 a.m. here at the church. Men's group, Tuesday, January 16th, 7 p.m. here at the church. There's a new group called the Bible Course that is going to start at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 24th, and it's going to be at Gilly's home. The Book of Revelation will restart on Thursday, January 18th. I'll reveal the location. It's Revelations, reveal, get it? Yeah, okay. Curry's home. Now, if you'd like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Don't be shy, because it makes a huge difference in your life. I didn't get this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. So we have a big meeting coming up. Good. Towards the end of January. It's about January 28th. It is the annual meeting where we talk about all things church. So if you attend that, I think you get food that day too if you attend the meeting, right? I think we're going to do it differently, meeting and then food, or no, we're doing food first, then the meeting. All right, thank you.
All right, let's stand and sing some more.
Joy of the Lord.
you turn and greet your neighbor, wish them a happy new year, all that good stuff.
Do that during communion too, and then I don't have to play. During communion, you can just do that, and I don't have to play.
Good morning. You might have noticed there was chocolate on your chairs this morning. Part of our New Year's resolution as a church is that you eat more chocolate. We thought of putting them just in the front rows to see if it would actually move people up. So I will be keeping an eye out for those who are going after the chairs where there were no people and there's still more chocolate. Dave mentioned this, our annual meeting is going to happen on January 28th. After the Sunday morning service, it's a soup and pie Sunday, so we have a sign-up list at the Welcome Center. If you want to bring soup and pie, that would be wonderful. One other comment. Just this last week, I saw both in China and in Belarus, both of the governments are cracking down on the churches. And so their thought behind it is if they can control the what's coming out of the churches, they can control people. And so they're going to determine whether they license churches or not. And so a lot of the churches, if they aren't underground already, are going to have to go underground, and they're experiencing persecution. And so we'll be praying for them this morning. We're going to use Chronicles to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, David says in Chronicles 29:10-11, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Let us now join in these words. We praise you. We adore you. You are over all things. Echo this truth to God over and over in your hearts. We praise you. We adore you. You're over all things. In confession, verse 17, David writes, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and you rejoice when you find integrity there. God knows all the things lurking in our hearts and minds and the things revealed in our actions. Come confess your sins to him who forgives all things. Choose integrity over sin. thanksgiving. In verse 13 and 14, David writes, "O our God, we thank you and we praise you for your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first have given us. We too are overwhelmed by the richness of your love, of your lavish gifts he has given. Let us thank him for all he has given us and respond in generosity to his immense generosity." Supplication at the close of his prayer. David writes as of verse 18 and 19. "O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon a wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, your laws, your decrees, and do everything necessary to build this temple for which I have made these preparations." What is the work that God has placed before us to accomplish with a wholehearted obedience? We ask God to direct our path, to help us obey him in our home life, places of work and school. Bring a request before him, inviting him into your week. We pray for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Betty, for Lou, for Bill and Sandy, for Ernie's family, for Marcia and Neville, for Gloria and Jerry, for Angel, for Faith, for Don and Thea's family, for Kevin and Corrine's family, for Ann, for Cheyenne and Colton, for Isaac and Corrine, for Linda and Ron, for the Adams family, for Corrine and Isaac. And then some of the places of the world, New Guinea, Paraguay, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Ukraine, Iran. We pray for peace. For China and Belarus, we pray for the church there. God, for your wisdom, your grace, and compassion, providing a way where there does not seem to be a way. And then for all the unspoken requests, the things that we cannot carry by ourselves, we cannot fix, we cannot rectify, and you know this. And so we come to you, our good and glorious God. Come and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. As the community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. The reading today is from Proverbs 3, 1 to 8. "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be very satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you'll earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body, and strength for your bones.
So